Popular topics of conversation online are often centered around how we can improve vocal charisma, vocal dynamics, and overall communication skills. Nobody wants to sound boring, right? And there are methods that you can use to sound more interesting and engaging when you open your mouth to speak. This video is going to show you in some really simple steps how you can sound more interesting. Really simple, right? Really simple. Let's get going. Part one, let's look at tone. Vocal tone, also known as timbre, is the unique colour, quality and personality of your voice. It's partly shaped by how your vocal folds vibrate and resonate, but also how you shift and shape the flow and movement of your delivery. Let's look at a monotone voice. This is the voice that doesn't really have any dynamics at all. It's just on one tone, monotone. This can be excruciatingly difficult for people to listen to because we like variety. Humans like dynamics and we like melody, and when things move and shift, it's exciting to hear. So if you don't have any adaptability, you're likely not getting a great reception when you speak, and this is what we're going to solve. First, find your natural tone. Just say a sentence like this. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Find what your natural most easy tone is in that. So I'm about here. Now say the line again, just on that note. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Sounds a bit like a priest, right, at a church. This is called intoning, and that's what they do when they sing in those types of choirs. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. If I gave my introduction all on one tone, you might just think I was a bit boring. And also the pace is very similar, so there's two things you could change. But when you find the tone that's most natural to you, that's kind of like your mid-range, right? That's the baseline that you generally speak at. So we're going to create extra tones around that now, just to see how we can move and what we can do with our voice. So try the one tone again. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Now we're going to attempt a little yawn. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Then go back up again. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, must not... All not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. So now you've got two tones, right? And go back to your regular one. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Now I want you to say the word, like a question. And hold the last note of it. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Maybe it's not that high. Maybe it's through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. So, your regular tone. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Now we've got three dynamics. We've got three places to go. Now what we can do is use the first two and alternate the words. So, through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Now we can do the middle and the higher one. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Now we can go down and up and see how that sounds. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. And now, if you're at this point, you're no longer monotone, you're a robot. At least you sound robotic. But we don't want to think. We never really want to second guess ourselves. What I'm trying to do here is let you understand that you can move up and you can move down, because there are notes in between these that you can hit as well. And I'm someone who's naturally kind of more musical, because since I started training my voice, I used to have a terrible voice. I was a really bad mumbler, but I went for it and I trained, I become an actor, and I got more and more comfortable using it. I've started to develop this enjoyment of using my voice, and I don't really second guess myself. I don't hold it back. Therefore, when I go up and down, it's purely expression. It's purely expressive. I don't think about it, and that's a great place to be. What I'd like you to understand is that you can do that too. You have the instrument to do that. Think of a baby. You know, a tiny little baby that can scream the house down. It can make so much noise. If you don't have kids yourself, I'm sure you've been in a public place where you thought, shut that thing up. But it's not restricting itself. It doesn't tell itself, oh, I'm boring when I speak. It just wants something, therefore, it goes for it. And that's not what you want to do. If you're at work now and you're going through this video thinking, how can I sound less monotone? And you start screaming at people, you might get arrested. And so might I. So please don't do that. The purpose of this exercise is to learn to play. Because if you did go a bit higher, woo, woo, through good tone on the part my 7-inch hip feet speech. You're not going to do that again, but through good tone or not part my 7-inch hip feet speech. There might be something up there. In order to make you want to share. Oh, is that right? No, you're kidding me. You have this range. Everybody has this range available to them. You've got to be able to play. So you've gone from monotone to robot. That's already a step. Now you need to relax, play. If you do have the opportunity when no one is looking to take a children's book, right? Or even read to a friend's child or your own children or whatnot. Have a play with it, because they're really open to listening and they really engage with voices that go up and down. If you don't have access to it or you feel uncomfortable doing that, fine. But find a way that you don't judge yourself. Because often it's when other people are around that you judge others most. Maybe you do this in the shower and you just practice going through scales. Boo! Up and down like that. Just to prove to yourself that you can get somewhere. Up there and down there. And if you want to go lower, you can drop the larynx and open up a yawn. If you want to go higher, allow more of the air to filter up through your nose and less out of your mouth. And you can do that by putting the tongue up in the back of your mouth. Play. Have fun. This is the purpose. And if you want to get less of a boring voice, you want to create these vocal dynamics, right? But it's not just about the tones. It's also about flow. It's less about pitch and more about the quality and the attack. A really good way to help you with more vocal dynamics is to make sure that you have enough air, because the air you breathe in powers the voice. And if you don't often get enough air, you're usually having a weak output. There's not enough energy flow and it's not traveling. And that often gets people to, you know, work with vocal fry, and it also gets people to back off. And there's an interesting thing that happens. If you're not sending the voice out with enough energy, people don't receive it with enough energy, which means they don't give you anything back. Therefore, you feel it's not going too well and you get self-conscious. And this kind of negative loop happens where you just don't feel confident enough in speaking. So at first, you've got to be the first person to put it out there more. Best way to do that. Before we continue, I must ask you to hit like, because that's going to help the algorithm find me and me find you and more people like you. If you really like this, comment, say hi. It's really nice when people get in touch and say thank you, or ask me a question, or give me an idea for a video. I will respond. I always do, because I'm good like that. Anyway, on with the video. Take more air. Breathe in deeper. Relax your belly. If you're trying to look like you've got six pack and you haven't, let go of it. It's more important that you relax. It's not great for your spine anyway, holding your belly in all day. Take a deep breath. Breathe down into your lower back. Not into your belly, you just relax the belly. Take a bigger breath. Go through the first exercise again with a bigger breath. Does it help? Does it? Are you relaxed? Is your shoulders relaxed? Are your knees locked or unlocked? Try to relax as much as you can while still maintaining an upright posture. Never hold your chest up and your shoulders back. Relax, but you don't want to hunch over either. It's all about feeling at ease. The more relaxed your frame is as you're standing, the more able you are to take a deeper breath, the more able you are to send that air out as vocal energy. So that's the power, that's the breath, that's the support behind your voice. You have to ask yourself, are you taking enough air? Because if your voice is monotone or is a little bit flat, then that's one great reason that would help you improve on that. Here's an exercise with the same sentence as before that we can sort of train how long you can hold a sentence for. We're going to say, through good tone or not part must serve and then shape fit speech, as many times as you can. Take a breath. Through good tone, all not part must serve and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part must serve and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part must serve and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part must serve and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part must serve and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part must serve and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part must serve and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part must serve and then shape fit speech. Okay, I'm sure I could do better than that, but I was playing with it a bit again. play with it. Just go up and down. It doesn't have to make any sense at all, because when you're talking, you shouldn't be conscious of how you're saying it. But if you've got enough air, you'll be able to put your voice forward and give the energy and speak with intention. And that's important. If you wanted to add a little extra volume to make sure there is being pumped out there, you could do this. Try a little fart. I'm not joking. That's actually a technique. If you hold tight the muscles, I think they're called the pelvic floor muscles, the ones that stop you from pooing and peeing, and then still try to fart at that point, what's going to happen is your core muscles are going to contract. Your diaphragm's going to move up, and it's going to actually start supporting your voice. You see? But you can't hold it here. You have to be free enough to allow things out. So you've got to open your mouth, you've got to relax your tongue, you've got to relax your shoulders. Otherwise, you could put a bit of tension and strain in your voice. You don't want to do that. It has to be free. Hey, you! Send the voice forward. Send it out of your body. Send it away from you. This will help sound more exciting and excited and engaging and less. So this next one is more through using your imagination, helping you find intentions for dynamics in the way you speak. But it's really useful because it's worked for many people on this channel. And one of my most popular videos, this one here, how to do 100 distinctly different voices, has some of these elements on there. And I'm going to go through them right now for you, because these are different vocal efforts that you can put in place to know and to have a range of how to say things. These were created by a dance practitioner called Rudolf Laban, who wanted a shorthand, a language, to tell his dancers what kind of movements he wanted to do and what kind of effort went into that. Now, this has been used many times for voiceover work, and it's really good for speakers, especially if you want more vocal dynamics. So it considers three types of qualities: weight, space, and time. So for the weight, you have light versus strong, or sometimes called heavy. For the space, you've got direct or indirect. And for the timing, you've got sudden or sustained. And the combination, one or the other, of all three of these creates eight different efforts. These are the Laban efforts. And they are dab, glide, punch, press, flick, float, slash, ring. To create dabbing, we'd have a light, direct, sudden. So it's gentle, it's light, it's sudden, so it's quick, but it's also direct. And so, my name is Michael Caine. Not a lot of people would know that. I think if we were to speak like him, or maybe even Jimmy Carr, he has this dabby quality. It's like a dab. Hey, you. Not a poke, but a dab. Hey, you. I'm speaking like this. So this is one way of creating a different way to speak, or different varieties in the way you speak, through thinking about the lightness, the directness, or the suddenness. This one, dab. So let's try the next one, which is glide. This is light, direct, and sustained. So very similar, but rather than being short and sharp, it's sustained. So it's more direct and sustained, but light. Gliding. Just think of that paper airplane going through the sky and all the way down, forward, light, easy. This is kind of a pleasant way to speak. So I've always found that glide is one really good for a smoother voice. Think of Tom Hiddleston and the way he speaks. I think he's got a gliding quality. It's light, it's sustained, but it's direct. Next is punch. Punch. This is strong or heavy, direct and sudden. Like dab, just harder. So dab was like this. Now you want to speak like a Cockney geezer having a go, right? If you're telling someone off, you might be more of a punch. You want to put the message forward, so you punch like this. Hey, 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 hey. I guess that's why Londoners often feel so aggressive. Same with New York people and maybe people from Dublin. Bigger, busy cities often have this kind of punch in their delivery. So pay attention to it, because if you want to use it, you can, and it's right here in this list. By the way, I'm going to have all these things on a PDF at the bottom of this video in the description box, where you can download it from my website and have a checklist for yourself if you want to just make sure that your voice is more exciting and not so bloody boring. Lovely. The next effort is press. So this is strong and sustained, but also heavy. So whereas punch was like short and sudden, this is sustained and it's like pressing. Like imagine you're pressing against a really heavy object. But it's sustained. And I wonder if they same one also
bit of a cockney, right? But more threatening. Like, what's his name? The guy from Lockstock and all them other movies. I've been told I sound like him before.
Fuck, what's his name now?
Jason Statham. You don't have to make this sound with your voice, but he seems to have a pressing voice, right? It really does go forward, it's sustained, it's focused.
And that's just one example of a press. Next is flick. So this is a bit like dab, where it's light and sudden, but it's indirect, like a flick, huh? Oh, so, yeah, well, some people came over to the house and we had a cup of tea, and I'm not sure if I'm going to invite them again because they didn't say thank you and they stole all the sugar. Flick. Bit indirect. I mean, how you take these is up to you, but that was a light, delicate, indirect, nothing too focused, and sudden. Next is float. This is light, sustained, and indirect, and it's known as float. And I guess it's more of a texture that someone might be not sure would use, or perhaps even lost or stoned. I don't know. It's, just for me, the idea of floating makes me feel like I'm moving through the clouds and not really in one place, man. Do with it what you will. Those are just the qualities that you could put into place and make them your own. You have to play with these things. That's what it's all about. Next one. This is indirect, sudden, and heavy. So sudden being moves quick, and indirect meaning not straight. Slash. It's called slash. This makes me think of... This makes me think of the Japanese language, which I won't do an impersonation of because I don't want to get arrested. But think of this as being like a punch, but less direct. I couldn't be a drunk person. Someone just falling about the place. I don't know. I'm Jeffrey. I don't know. Whatever it does for you, that's kind of what it does for me. Yeah, I should be careful. And similarly to that, where it's indirect and heavy, is also sustained rather than being sudden. And this is called a ring. So imagine you've got a big towel full of water and you're twisting it out. What does that do for you? What does that put into your body?
It's really kind of, really makes me angry. Twisted up inside. Now, sometimes if you put this physicality in your body, you can put it into your voice as well. And it offers new tension, new dynamics, and new ways to discover your voice. So we've got, what do we have? Dab, glide, punch, press, flick, float, slash, ring.
These Laban efforts are all tools for you. And again, like I said earlier, you can check out the description box below. There's a link to the resources page on my website where you can download this as a PDF for yourself as a checklist so you can use it. All right. If you really wanted to go a step further, you can take the same sentence as before, through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech, and try them all in these different efforts. Why don't we do that now? So the first one, dab, easy. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. That's quite easy. The glide. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Okay, let's try the punch. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Press.
Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech.
Flick. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Float.
Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech.
Slash.
Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech.
I like that one. And then ring.
Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech.
Right, there's my interpretation. And again, it's just impetus. It's just ideas. That's just my interpretation. And I wasn't really thinking about the voices before I did them. I just gave it a go. That's what you should do. Just play, have fun. This is how we learn. This is how we improve. Get the download from my website. So a couple more things we can do to play with to sort of accentuate what we know. Onset, vocal onset, how we approach speaking can also have an effect. It's more about having control, isn't it, right? So if you were to start a word very breathy and spoke like this, this is kind of a breathy way to speak. You notice I did that earlier on. But if I'm letting more air through, if I'm restricting it, it can sound like texture. But if I let it through, it can sound very like a 1980s sultry seamstress, I don't know, sedultress, whatever. But yeah, so like an onset is the beginning part of it. It's the onset of the word. Hi. Hi. How are you? Through good tone on that part. Right? But also you can do it very glottal. And a glottal is essentially when you kind of, the vocal folds close up and hold air back and open to let air just pop out. It's very common in my accent to have glottal stops. And here's one way you can test it. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Glottal. Glottal stop. 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 Very difficult for me not to do it because it's so common in my accent. Then there's a mixed one. It's finding the balance. It's finding someone that's not too breathy and not too punchy like the glottal stop. And you can do that by starting breathy. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. And the idea is that the air comes through the vocal folds just as they connect, and so it's not too late and it pops open, or it's not too early, so therefore that you have the air slips through first. It's somewhere so it just they hit at the same time. Something worth practicing. Again, because it gives you a little control. And also, you want to learn something about yourself. Try and learn what it is you do now, especially if you want to change it. What are you currently doing to change? All right? Again, this is just impetus PDFs on my website. Another great one would be to use placement. Who you're talking to is one thing, but how far away is that person from you? It gives you a sort of congruent way to consider the volume you're using or the tone that you take. If someone's, for example, 100 meters away, hey, you might want to raise your voice, right? I'm not telling you how. You just consider that person's that far and it will help you to throw your voice. Okay? If they're maybe the other side of the room, hey. If they're on the other side of the table, hey. If they're right in front of you, hi. If they're right here, hey. Hey, what are you doing right in front of me? Are we going to kiss now? Nah. Or if you don't want to say anything, Hey. Distance, right? Distance. That's the placement. Wait, but what you're doing is placing your voice there. So don't think of anything being stuck here. Think of who you're trying to get to. And that's a useful way of helping you discover not only volume and projection, but, you know, approaches to the right way of saying things at the right time, in the right place, at the right... It's not right or wrong, really. It's what you choose. So like I said earlier, if you want to get involved more, you can visit my website at vocabilities.com or improveyourvoice.com. You can download the PDF. There's a link in the description box below. I don't know what else to say. Thanks for being here. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. I'd love it if you hit the like and notifications bell and subscribed and shared this with a friend you thought it'd be useful for. And I'd also really love it if you left a comment, because people seem to have stopped leaving comments recently and I'm getting lonely in this little shed on my own. Thanks. Until the next time, look after your voice. Goodbye.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly, so I...